In an era where everyone thinks their opinions are so damn important, I'm here to give you a little peace of my mind. Welcome to Unaffiliated the Podcast with your host, B. Seth. Let's go.
Let's get it. Oh, you can pull the mic around if you want to.
Back again.
What's up?
We're here with the two Pete. All right, and in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hello, world. Welcome to Unaffiliated the Podcast with your host, B. Seth. I got the crew in the building. We got P. Mike. We got Theo. What's good?
Oh, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Yeah.
That's the kind of energy I'm talking about.
Throwback.
Yeah. How y'all feeling? Feeling good?
Feeling good, man.
Still in here.
Still in here. There we go.
How are you, sir?
Good. I'm good. I cannot complain. Life is good. Pura Vida.
Yes, sir.
Is that what it is?
What is it?
Pura Vida. Good life?
I don't know.
Something like that.
Go ahead.
But anywho,
go off, nigga.
Do you
pure life, good life, something like that. But anywho, we're back with another segment, another game for the listeners. We want to switch it up a little bit, let y'all have some fun, let us have some fun. And this is a game Theo has picked out. It is called Pick Your Poison. It's an actual card game. We're not sponsored by this company, but check them out. Some very interesting stuff in here. So yeah. Basically what happens is we have two cards of would you rather questions, and we're gonna decide which ones we would go with.
Yeah.
So y'all boys ready?
Let's do it.
All right, let's hop right into it. What we got first, Theo? All right,
so first one, tell every new mother you meet that her baby is ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Or tell every child you meet that they're adopted.
I think the mother one.
Yeah, I'd probably tell the mother that her baby's ugly instead of crushing every child's dreams.
Yeah, because I feel like I would encounter more kids solo versus moms with fresh newborn babies.
Yeah,
and I can deal with just walking past the mom and be like, "Hey, your baby trash," and just keep it pushing.
Trash ass baby.
Look at his face. Ugh, not even you can love it.
Yeah,
and just keep it pushing, you know.
But then you tell a kid they're adopted, man. That motherfucker gonna grow up and be a villain.
But what up? But what if?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so that can the child being adopted, that can be either a good thing or a bad thing. Because what if the child is adopted into like a horrible family, and he finds out he's adopted? Now that gives him hope or her hope.
Look at this guy.
The child is always going to be like, well, why did you give me up in the beginning?
Are we lying to the kid and telling him he's adopted, or is he actually adopted?
I'm guessing not, because it just says every kid.
Yeah, so every kid. I'm sure every kid isn't going to be adopted. So I think you're just saying it to them just to crush their dreams a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Plus, a lot of kids out here, man. I don't want to keep having to tell every kid they're adopted. I'd much rather just tell every mother.
See, there's a lot of
baby.
Moms out here, too.
But yeah, but specifically just with babies, because you can have a 2-year-old that's not a baby anymore. Mm. So, like, we're talking about fresh. Because what's a baby from 0 to
2, maybe? I don't know.
Because I think they become a toddler at like 1. So, 0 to 11 months, they're a baby. I don't see myself encountering as many women with, you know, 0 to 11 month babies. So it's a less population that I gotta tell their baby's ugly versus telling every kid they're adopted.
And she's an adult; she can handle it.
Yeah, if she cuts me out, oh, so what? Deal with your ugly baby.
Yeah, that's another thing.
That's a problem.
Because I mean, you tell a mom that her baby is ugly too many times, then like if she's heard that enough, then you know she might go off and turn to violence weapons and shit.
So you problem. You gonna stab me with your baby in the stroller? You gonna shoot me? Now this kid's gotta go what 10-12 years without their mother. Who wants to do that? You're a bad mom. I deserve to tell you your baby's ugly. Yeah.
You're right.
Preach.
You're right. I agree. I was just trying to play devil's advocate. But yeah, I agree with you. The mom's gonna have to get all the ugly babies.
Yeah, suck it up.
Sorry, mothers.
Yeah.
But your baby is ugly.
Fix your genes.
Yeah. Telling a child that every child you meet is adopted, that's wild.
That's wild.
Both are wild, but that I feel like that's a little wilder.
All right, kids are around here, shit.
What's the next one?
Let's do this one. Pull all the teeth out of your mouth. Or chop off your pinky toe with a dull axe.
Wait, what was the first one again?
Pull all of the teeth out of your mouth.
Pinky toe.
Pinky toe.
Easy.
Is it easy? With a dull axe?
Hey, that's just one pinky toe. You know how many teeth you got?
Now, how do you pull out your teeth? How are you going to have
that's
to pull
the, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, you can... It's up to...
And do you have to do it yourself?
I don't think... I would say, like, you go to the dentist and... Let's just say, yeah, you got the pinky toe, yeah, but you have to go to the dentist and they tell you that you got to get all your teeth out. So they pull all your teeth.
Shit.
And then you can get, but you can still get, like, there's ways to replace that. You can get veneers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I did that, I'd just go get the veneers.
That's what I'm saying.
Nah.
Yeah, I do the veneers.
I'm not doing that.
I kind of do want veneers eventually, to be honest.
I'm taking a pain pill or smoking. Well, I'm guessing you. That goes against the rules, but there's really no rules. But
yeah, all of this is none. Well,
I'm smoking. I'm doing something to dull the pain at least a little bit.
Drink that, Jose.
I'm
hacking away.
Yeah, but this, like I said, this ain't no regular act. This ain't no sharp.
I know it's
dull act. So you
it's
just
gonna take a couple times.
Woo, than a couple times. A dull act, you're just gonna be like. You ever seen a? Was it? Did it happen on Game of Thrones? Or it happened on some show I watched.
They're trying to cut my head.
But they tried to cut someone's head off or something, and it just went and cut because the thing was so, it was so dull that they just kept hacking.
I feel like your toe, especially as long as I know that my other toes aren't going to get touched while I'm trying to do this. But I guess that would be the hard part. If I have to do it myself, then that would be kind of hard because I would think like your toe would go numb after a while, and so it's still going to hurt. But after like in this like hell, but after maybe like the sixth time, it starts to go numb. Hell, I might black out.
Well, do you have to do it yourself? If the dentist can do your teeth, maybe somebody else can do it.
What did it say about the axe? Did it say you have to do it?
No, it just says chop off your pinky toe with a dull axe. Yeah, the way it says, I would say that you're doing it yourself.
Yeah, it sounds like you are.
But then do the teeth one again.
Pull all the teeth out of your mouth.
Well, yeah, that sounds like you're doing it too.
Yeah, so but in both scenarios, you're doing it yourself.
If I had to do it, I'd chop my toe. If I had to do it, I'd chop my toe. Yeah.
Because that's a lot of teeth to be pulling out yourself.
By yourself. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, y'all want to go to dentist cheaters? Nah, you're doing this, you're doing this yourself.
All right, that sounds like some shit I'm about to do anyway.
Yeah. I don't know.
One pinky toe versus a whole mouth of teeth.
But it's...
I know it's a dull axe, but that's a whole...
The dull axe is getting
But
me,
think
man.
About how hard you got to pull your tooth to get it
Probably
out.
Probably
with
like
do
a
that.
Plier or something, bro.
How many teeth do you have in your mouth?
Yeah, nah. Give me the
it's
pinky
like 30
toe.
Something, right? It's
30-something, yeah.
Give me the pinky toe.
Yeah.
And then, do they make fake toes? I'm sure they do.
You ain't even got to replace it.
You see Dion out here walking around with three toes.
People walk around with three toes?
Dion's doing it. Or did he just get his pinky toe?
Oh, Dion, he does have, that's true.
He's one of two toes.
He only got four toes, that's right.
Yeah, so he doing it? I think if it's like your big toe's the important one. If you lose that one, then it might mess up your balance. But the pinky toe, you lose that point. You lose that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with chopping my pinky toe off.
The dull axe is still getting me. I mean, I understand what y'all are saying.
How many teeth you got? You got to pull them out yourself. That's and crazy. Your teeth are in there. It's not like it's just falling out. If they are just falling out, you gotta
loosen it and then pull every tooth, bro.
And the root is in there.
In the essence, it's
that sounds so painful. Good God,
they're both painful. But I think
I think this is an easy one. Theo.
I'm gonna go with the dull axe.
Yeah. Fuck that dull axe, nigga.
I'm gonna go with the pinky toe and the dull.
If you hit hard enough, it'll be a sharp axe. If you hit hard enough,
what sold me is the root. Cause like these, as an adult, you shouldn't really have loose teeth like that. Mm-hmm. So you really gotta yank
and do that 30 something times.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with dull axe.
That was an easy one.
Lord.
Okay.
What's up?
All right. Get robbed at gunpoint. 5% of the time you leave your house after dark. Or start a 1-year sentence in solid solitary confinement tomorrow.
They'll rob at gunpoint 5% of the time.
Really?
Yeah. A year of solitary?
Yeah, but that's just 1 year and you're done.
Bro, you know, people literally lose their minds after like a week in solitary, 2 weeks. So, yeah, if it's a 5%, only 5% chance that when I go out after dark that I'll get robbed, yeah, I'll take that over being in solitary for a year. That's crazy.
I think I'm doing that year.
All right.
I think I'll try to muster through. I just don't want to get. I mean, I know I'm not looking forward to getting robbed at gunpoint.
Well, we see Theo on the street like one of them. Man, boy, lost his mind.
Yeah. Nah. Theo gonna be rocking back and forth, man.
Nah, should have been fighting the demons.
You should just gave up the money, Theo. That's crazy.
Hey, no, just pray for me. Pray for me, man. But nah, 5% is a low percentage, though.
Yeah, very low percentage. And I guess it's just confusing to where. Cause I like me, I don't carry around cash. So are you making me go to the ATM and pull bread out, or cause hey, there ain't no ATMs where I stay though. We gotta get in the car now. Like,
I mean,
are they always gonna get something when they pull up with a gun? Cause I might not have shit.
I mean, you got a chain on, you got a watch, you got some clothes, you got your phone.
Cause I was thinking that too. Like, especially if I know that I'm going to get robbed coming out of house 5% of the time, I'm just gonna. You know, do my best to not have shit on me.
Yeah, not wear shit.
But I guess it's because it's at random.
You don't have something on you regardless.
And that's because it's at random. So, shit.
And what if I just stop leaving my house after dark?
Flip phone.
Come on, man. Now we just come on.
See? Hey. But nah, if every time I left the house, I had a 5% chance of getting robbed versus being in solitary confinement for a year, I'd choose the first for sure.
Yeah, I might do. Because I was thinking about the solitary thing, because then it's like once you do a year, it's up. But that's a long time to be by yourself, no sound, no communicating with people. All you got is probably books and paper to write on. Like,
hell to the no.
I'm about to come out with the fieriest of mixtapes.
Shit,
I'm about to come out with a hell of a book or something. I don't know. I mean, the way you say it is kind of wild, because like that will fuck with your mind a little bit if you're a year in solitary confinement.
It's a long time.
But I think that's in my head right now. I feel like that's better than just the constant like thinking that you're going to like you, even though it's a small percentage of chance, but.
That might be, depending on where you live at, that might be a reality. Having a 5% chance of getting robbed whenever you step outside.
That's very true, too.
So, I don't know.
Can we do the math on this? If you live like 75 years, let's do that times 365 days.
Nah, I'm not doing that math.
And then do the 5%.
Good
I'm gonna do it.
God, yes, yeah, please do. That hurt my head.
75
you said
times 365,
and then do times 0.05.
So out of 1,369 days of your life, you get robbed.
That's not bad. That's what like you 10 years.
I mean, to get robbed 1,368 times. That's wild.
10 years of being robbed. Yeah, I'm still going with that. I just won't carry shit on me.
Yeah, it's crazy if it's like one nigga that just continues to like, hey, you know what it is, nigga, run that shit.
Yeah, and then after the first time, I'm just gonna stop wearing shit. I feel like that's kind of what happens anyway. If you get robbed,
I mean, you can get robbed of anything.
What else would you get robbed?
Your phone, your clothes, your shoes.
I'm carrying around a flip phone.
Mm-hmm.
Only time I'm pulling out the smartphone,
burner
phone. Crib.
All right, but you're getting hit up for that every time.
It's a flip phone.
Yeah,
that's like $20.
Take it.
$20 over 1,300 days.
The tough part is.
All right, yeah, do that, man. How much money is that?
It's only about 4 years of your life. Yeah.
4 years, okay.
Yeah.
The tough part is.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe say 10. My math is up.
It would be having to like have somebody carry my clothes with me because. I'd have to wear like a busted outfit. Somebody else would have to carry my clothes to the car or something. Like, hopefully you have like a wife or a girl or something. Like, hey, you already know what it is. Like, hold my shit till I get where I need to go. Cause the nigga might rob me today. You know how it is. Shit, I got this. It's a curse. But yeah, like not being able to walk out of your house comfortably, knowing that you're gonna get robbed. So you gotta come out looking dingy. You gotta have flip phone. I'm not gonna have no money on me.
That's every time you go out too, though, because like this. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not a 5% chance that you get. It's a 5% guarantee that you're gonna get robbed.
It's random.
It's not like a five. Like you have a 5% chance of getting robbed. So like. It might not get you. That doesn't mean you're going to.
I guess it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. It's a definite. It's just when it's gonna happen. And yeah. 1,360 something days out of the year of your life, you're gonna get robbed. And with your $20 flip phone, you're gonna get. You're gonna spend over $27,000 on flip phones.
Sheesh.
But I mean,
over the course of 75 years,
in the grand scheme of things, it's minuscule. But yeah. Obviously, when you think about it, obviously it's money I didn't have to lose.
Yeah, you didn't have to spend that $30,000 on flip phones.
Because like I said, you're gonna get something took. Yeah. Like I said, so you got to come out looking dingy. You got to have obviously white tees, bargain bin shorts or pants.
It might take the white tee off your back.
Yeah, they're gonna take. Yeah,
I mean that's what I'm saying. I would have to leave the house in a like when you start off 2K and you got that basic ass outfit. Yeah. That's how I'm gonna have to look. Or any creative player game, I'm gonna have a basic ass outfit on. So yeah, you can steal my basic shit, and that's just gonna have to be whatever, however much money that accumulates to by the end of my life, I'll live with that. Versus you taking my smartphone, if I got a chain on, if I got my nice shoes on. You know, I don't want you stealing that, so I'm just gonna look busted every time I leave the house. Just is what it is.
Yeah, rob me.
Y'all might have switched. Cause I'm thinking about what 1 year in solitary confinement would do to your mind.
Fuck you up, man.
Yeah, man. That's what we started off with.
Yeah, no,
that was the first point.
I've been torn with that this entire time.
Especially if they put you somewhere where you don't get any sunlight and anything like that.
I ain't got no window, no small window. Where it's just you and some four concrete walls.
You're gonna lose your mind, nigga.
Tell them you're gonna see you on the street. And talking to yourself.
And at least you're not dying with the gunpoint, getting robbed. You're just getting robbed at gunpoint.
Yeah.
You're not getting shot. They just say you're getting robbed.
So I said, I just got to walk. It's going to be an inconvenience in my life, but I'm just going to walk out the house busted for the rest of my life.
I'll get robbed at gunpoint.
All right. I'm glad we all came to a consensus.
Yeah.
Rob us.
Theo's about to drive himself insane.
Over getting robbed. That's still a lot of days to get robbed after life.
That's a lot of days in solitary, dude.
It's more days of getting robbed than the 365 days. But
it's consecutive.
But at least you get robbed, you can go about your business.
It would be an inconvenience to your life. It will suck. But
it would suck as bad as solitary for a year.
365 days, man.
That sounds horrible.
Ain't enough books in the world to keep me sane.
Hell no.
All right. I'm trying to find one.
I don't trust myself in a box.
What we got next?
I wish I would have picked another one. But, all right. Find out you'll die 1 year from today, or have your mother forget about your existence.
Find out I will die 1 year from today.
Like, easy. From the moment I read the card.
Yeah, like 1 year from today. 1 year. What's today?
You think that's easy? I think this is good. You think this, you say
for me, I would choose that. I mean, what's the other angle? Would you try to? What's that movie? Dear John, remind your mom about all the memories and shit.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. Like,
there's a movie I don't know if it's Dear John, but it's a movie where the dude had to convince his girl that. They were in love, and that.
That's a Notebook.
Notebook. Yeah, there you go. What the fuck is Dear John?
I have no idea.
Dear
John is a song by Rick Ross and Lil Wayne. That's what I know that is.
great song.
Yeah.
Maybe it has a similar purpose. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
It's crazy that we're talking about the Notebook on here.
But yeah, maybe. Is that the angle? You can remind your mother slowly of your existence?
I just got to take the L. I'm going to cherish the memories.
Damn.
It's gonna hurt. I mean, that's gonna hurt. That would be. I mean, shit. That's like losing the love of your life. Like that would hurt.
That would hurt. But I mean, just finding out right now that next on what's today in early June next year, you're gone.
And think about it, that's gonna hurt your mom. Versus she forgets about me, that hurts me. But at least that's on me. She's living her life.
Damn,
that is just tougher than what you try to make it.
Yeah, you made that shit. She's like, it was easy.
Yeah, this is tough.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, it sucked. That was suck. But yeah, my mom's, she got to forget me. I'm always remember her.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with my answer.
Boy, you crazy.
What, find out you'll die a year from today?
Mm-hmm. That's going to hurt your mom when you die in a year. That's tough.
Is it worse to hurt your mom or hurt yourself?
But at least I'm putting that on me.
Well, his answer is more noble and I guess less selfish.
Yeah.
But I also think, and there's another Latin phrase that comes to mind, something like a life without love is not a life worth living type shit. So I don't know. I keep my answer.
You can love other things. Like I said, that's a tough
one to get. But to lose that love?
That's a tough one to get over because it's your mom. You can never, ever, ever have another mom. You can have a mother figure, but that's not your mom.
Yeah, to lose that love, nah, I don't.
So it would be tough to not have. Do I still get my dad?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. I'd be like, hey, that's your son. That's your son. You don't remember, but that's your son. Loophole.
This nigga gone to the dentist on this one. He went to the dentist on this one.
Loophole.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, you don't remember this nigga, but I remember this. Hey, that's your son. Yeah. Treat him like your son.
It's tough to know, because I would hate to just know the day that I would die.
I would hate that, period, yeah.
I would hate that. But in some sense, you kind of know, right? So
why you say that?
No, in some sense, if you know the day you die, then you know that.
I
got to make these days count.
Right.
And now you're just doing everything. You're making every day. You're not wasting any time. Yeah. You're doing what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't working, blowing money.
So, yeah. I'm not working. No.
Oh, yeah. Fuck all that. Yeah, no. I'm doing the bucket list.
Yeah. Bucket list. And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you do everything that you want to do in that year, because my whole thing was like, I guess my whole thinking was, like, you want to live long enough to, like, do everything that you want to do, right?
Right.
If you have that time limit, you can conceivably push a lot of shit, if not all the shit that you want to do.
In that time period.
Versus, like, spreading it out over a span of...
Sure enough. You live
60, 70, 80 years.
And now, to P. Mike's point, even though my answer's still the same, it is possible. Let's say, what if she gets Alzheimer's or some shit, and you experience that anyway?
This is basically Alzheimer's. Yeah, your mom. Like, this is the same. Like, your mom. Like, your mom having Alzheimer's is the same scenario.
So that's a very possible thing that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't. Yeah, nah.
I'm not. Like I said, it would hurt like hell for sure. Or like you think like. Obviously, your parents have to. You hope that your parents pass before you. That's, you know, and they would hope that too. That's how it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you're gonna have to live without them one day. And you know, tragic events. Hope that, you know, we obviously wouldn't wish it on anybody, but it's possible they might pass, you know, earlier than they're supposed to. So you kind of have to deal with that loss if life happens how it's supposed to. Deal with that loss anyway. So it's almost like you just kind of got to get over it earlier than you wanted to. But I do, to your credit, I do, like, if you knew you were going to die a year from now, you could do all the shit you wanted to. Live it up, you know,
mm-hmm.
Not give a fuck, live balls to the wall, do everything you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not have to worry about bread because you know it's not going to matter. Not have to worry about, you know, a lot of shit because, you know, I'm going to be out of here soon. Mm-hmm. So from that standpoint, I get it. But
I have a question. Now, I say this because there's nobody on this earth who's directly reliant on me being here. Mm-hmm. Do you think that impacts your answer?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. I get it.
But take take her out of the equation.
Mm-hmm. You would still have the same answer?
I think so. Because I can still live my life. Like I said, it'll hurt. Mm-hmm. I know eventually you never fully get over it, but you'll get to the point of acceptance. And, you know, because I know I'm pretty sure we've all lost somebody in our life before. That's hard to get over for sure. Mm-hmm. But over time, it gets easier and easier. And then you're still going to have memories. You're still going to think back on it. It's still going to, you know, touch you. But, mm-hmm. you know, you find a way to live with it. So initially, it's going to hurt like hell.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, especially if she don't remember, she can continue to live her life. I can live mine. And figure it out from there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Find a new mom.
Mm-hmm.
Put me up for adoption.
So you got one 32
years old.
Put me up for adoption at 32 years old.
Find some billionaire to adopt you.
Yeah, sponsor me. I'm motherless. My mother can't remember me.
Oprah, where you at?
Sunday talk with Oprah.
Sunday soul.
You get a new mom. Everybody gets a new mom.
Red table talk with Jada.
Yeah. Oh hell no!
Oh no! Yeah, don't do that. They canceled that shit. That shit is off air.
Yeah, she gonna make me feel worse about it.
That's crazy. So we got one for have your mom forget about your existence. We got one for die 1 year from today.
Take me out.
What you say?
I'm going to go with have your mother forget about your existence. I'm rocking with that one. Yeah. Even all the things I said about like being able to fit everything into a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot still. Like you knowing that you're going to die, once again, you having that, it's wild, but it's sort of a freedom, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, you know this is going to happen, so like, mm-hmm. all right, this is happening. I can do pretty much whatever, not whatever, but you know, like, whatever makes me happy, whatever I need to like prioritize that to the fullest versus like worrying about all this other shit.
Yeah. And I feel like you can find other people to love too, you know. Yeah. Obviously, you can't place your mother once again. Mm. That's, you know, it's nothing like that, you know, if you have a good mom. Or a great mom, put that however you want to mm-hmm. word it or phrase it. But obviously, you can find a partner, friends, you know, that become like family, and they're gonna love you just as, you know, just much. So there's still other experiences you can have. Obviously, it would suck not to have a mom, but
mm-hmm.
you got a whole community that you can love, and they can love you back.
Now, with the uncertainty of life, what if we choose that option and then we still fuck around and die? In a year or two.
Life is cruel. I mean, it's just that's the roll of the dice.
Roll of the dice. I'd rather
just like you said, that's with all time,
I don't
stuff.
Think I wouldn't roll the dice on that.
I'd rather take that than giving a year. I mean, because I mean, really, that's in all honesty, that's what you're living in right now. You know, I mean, really don't know. Like,
exactly, uncertainty.
So
that's why the things for me that are certain is the love that I have for people, and vice versa.
And you could,
so like, I wouldn't want to sacrifice.
But you
and you could still have the love
yeah.
towards that person. But
yeah,
to lose that from the opposite end, yeah, that would, nah.
I think it's just because it's your mom. Like your parental figure, that's kind of hard to, you could, like I said, it's, can't really replicate that. Like if it was a partner, like if it was love of your life and, you know, she had to forget you, like that sucks. But I can go out and find somebody else. You can't just find another mother.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sticking with my answer.
My answer stands too.
Yeah. Have your mother forget about your existence. That's what I'm going with.
What else we got?
So, last one that we had pulled out. Have your significant other leave you for your best friend, or only be able to eat things you find in a public trash can?
The first.
Yeah. If she does that, then she ain't shit. And me and my friend will probably fall out anyway. And then life will go on. I'm not going to get all my nutrients from a trash can, bro. That's nuts.
You got to stake out Ruth Chris because you figure their food's a little better. Hell
yeah. Just go to Whole Foods. go to Publix, Walmart.
No, sir.
Is this a girlfriend or a wife?
Significant other.
That's love of your life.
Love of your life.
Love of my life.
Never felt the love like it.
Yeah, this is who. This is your person. This is who you were supposed to be.
And you with. Know it. It's you not one it. Of those you think.
Well, it's not your person if she would leave you for your best friend. That's what I'm saying.
You think it's your person. Mm. You know, in your heart of heart, like deep down in your soul, you know this is your person.
But then after seeing the action, I would know that wasn't my person.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you're, hey man, you're kind of cleaning your room, low key. It's gonna hurt, but I'd rather do that than to eat out of trash cans for the rest of my life.
If we stay with the, I guess, well, like I said, there's no rules to this, but obviously it says that basically the only reason she's picking your friend is because this card told her to. So it's like, you know, if it wasn't for the card telling the two, she would be with you. But because of the card, she's leaving you for your friend.
Well, why does the card have anything to do with her action?
Yeah, I think this is just
life. I thought it was just, either that happens or this happens.
Hey, I'm playing devil's advocate. What? Like, that's the only reason she's doing it, because you went to Miss Cleo or somebody, and she was a psychic. But some witch lady.
Some fortune teller.
Yeah, and she just put a spell on her and, you know, made her take your best friend.
Man, you put a lot into that through
my. I definitely do that.
Turned
man,
into
shit.
A Disney movie.
Yeah. But, you got magic dust and everything.
Yeah, right? It's like, bitch, you got.
I was just trying to find a way to just be like, she didn't leave because, or like you said, because true enough, if she leaves you, that wasn't your person. But just giving him some reason of why she left, like why you think, like y'all thought y'all were meant for each other, and they were just for whatever reason. You know, something happened and that, like, I'm giving it outside forces versus her.
If my girl got witchcraft on her, she really ain't for me.
How you let yourself get let a witch trick you?
That's crazy.
Witches gotta live. We don't even see witches walking out in public like that. You got tricked by one?
Yeah, let me go get me some good food. You foolish. That's not in a trash can.
You foolish, girl.
And I will move on.
It would suck to lose your best friend, though. Over something like that, and your significant other too, it's not the mom thing, but it's similar to it. Like, it's someone where you've had some type of relationship with for a long period of time, and then obviously, well, there's some situations where people still continue to be friends with the people, and you know they have them
get over it,
but that would be tough to stomach. That would be tough to stomach.
Yeah, I mean, you know what else would be tough to stomach?
That fucking food in the trash can.
That goddamn Whopper with cheese got 3 bites taken out of it.
That's very true.
Yeah, hell no.
Yeah,
ugh.
Yeah, we just gotta. Yeah, I just gotta cut. I just gotta cut them off. Yeah. Like I said, deal with that heartbreak.
Ain't nothing cut that bit off.
Yeah, food. You gotta eat food every day.
Yeah, you gotta eat, bro.
And I ain't. Mm-mm.
Can we get one more for the road?
One more for the road.
That's one we already did.
Okay.
You were pulling
random select.
That's dangerous.
I'm going to do a random select for the listeners.
That's dangerous.
One for the road.
Because I love y'all. All right, here we go. This is what we got.
Oh, Lord. Do you need to pick again?
We'll do another one after this. All right, so the first one, get caught with terrorist training websites in your browsing history or step in poop at least once every time you leave the house.
Step in poop.
Yeah, definitely step in poop.
Step in poop.
You're not federal.
Yeah. Nah, nigga. Yeah. I'm cleaning my shoes every time I come back home.
Yeah.
It's kind of leave like, them outside.
It's kind of like the Rob thing. I'm just walking out of my house with some my dusty shoes, and I'm gonna have my nice shoes in my hand.
Yeah.
Bring on the dog poop before I get arrested.
Yeah, have a nice pair of Walmart beaters when I leave the house. The ones with the Velcro on them.
The Velcro.
All right, I got another one. Make your own sex tape and give copies away for the holidays. Or carry a boombox playing Christian metal music on your shoulder everywhere you go.
Christian metal music. everywhere I go.
Yeah, is that easy to you?
Copies away for the
holidays. You sending your parents a sex tape, nigga, for the holidays as a Christmas card? Like, that's what you want to do? That no. You sending your grandparents? Yeah,
if it was just my friends, like if it was just y'all, that would be weird.
It'd be weird, but it's one time.
Yeah. But yeah, my parents,
parents, family. Grandparents, family, man, come on, bro. Wait, what are we talking about, bro? No,
nah, I can't be Kim. Yo, I can't be Kim K.
I can see Thea with the boombox on his shoulder, man. Yeah, that's man. Crazy.
Kirk Franklin going crazy.
Nah, nigga, Christian G-P-A metal music. Christian metal music. It ain't Kirk Franklin. Nah.
Jesus, Jesus, love you.
Whoa, our listeners hate us after that.
Yeah, Theo got real loud.
Yeah, that shit was loud.
Oh,
was
it? Hey, it's charts, my boy. It's that metal, bro.
Yeah, that's that heavy metal.
It's that heavy metal, man.
But all right, yeah.
That might be kind of fire. I might kind of listen to it.
Christian metal?
No, a stomp metal mix.
Stomp. I can't even do metal stomp. Voices.
Stop! The whole stomp.
I mean, it's pretty much that.
JP, are you with me?
No, you gotta have the deep voice.
JP, are you with me?
My vocals right now.
Yeah, God, oh.
It might be kind of fire. No,
not. I was about to say. I want to see this.
Card's crazy.
These cards are wildin'. Would you rather have no empathy or wear a helmet and safety pads every time you have sex?
Have no empathy.
So that means just not caring about others?
Yeah, not caring about others. Not caring about, anything really.
You tell me some sad shit and be like, damn, fam.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man.
Wear a helmet and safety pads every time you have sex. That's not a good look during sex.
That's safe sex, though.
Kind of sex you have. What if you have the most boring sex and you got to put on a helmet and safety pads?
Oh, man.
Give me the safety pads.
Yeah, because I kind of fuck with having emotions. It's good. It's good to have emotions.
It's good for the soul.
Damn, but that's a terrible look, though. But, I mean, you can't see yourself when you're having sex. That's us on your partner or whoever you're having sex.
Amen.
Imagine meeting a random person out. They fuck with your vibe. Y'all go back to the crib. Hold up.
But that,
gotta get ready. That might end a couple encounters. You gotta be in a relationship doing shit like that. They're gonna think you're a weirdo.
Put that Tennessee Titan helmet on and goddamn some soccer knee pads or some shit.
Jeez, look like you preparing for the X Games.
Well, hopefully she has empathy.
Yeah, that's another. Hey, maybe if she's fucking with you, then
it don't matter.
Maybe she might
be the one.
She might be the one.
I'm telling you, you gonna lose especially if you out here like that. You gonna lose a couple. Putting on a helmet and knee pads and shit.
Yeah.
Especially if you can't explain it. You just gotta gear up. No explanation whatsoever. This is how I get down. Get with it or get lost.
The game has to be incredible. Or as the kids say now, the Riz. Is that what
Not the kids. Not what the kids say.
Oh, that's what the kids say. I'm embracing my age.
You got being that crazy Riz.
The Riz.
Kids and their terms these days.
Yeah, man.
The Riz.
Back in my day, we just called it game.
Just called it game, man.
Is that what they call game now?
Yeah, Riz.
Like, the Riz?
Yeah, how you talk to someone.
That's the Riz?
Being able to pull somebody.
Having game. Rizzing them up.
Man. Show Riz.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga got the Riz.
Yeah, sound like the disease.
Right. God damn, nigga.
Damn, not the Riz, nigga. God,
damn, how long you got?
Can it go away, nigga? You good?
Man, is it curable?
Yeah, put my face mask back on.
Need those shoulder pads and helmet, nigga.
Jeez.
But all right, this was an interesting segment. It was cool. It was fun. We'll have to do it again soon. Make sure y'all check it out. It's called Pick Your Poison, the game, card game. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed. Man. Y'all want to do another?
We can do another. I mean,
it's really just trying to find like two really good ones.
Yeah, I mean, We can keep doing the random. I'm not worried about. Let's do the random one. Is interesting because you can find. Well, it's interesting, but you can. There's some wild shit. See, this is easy. I feel like have sex with someone 40 years older than you, or drink a gallon of breast milk that your mom has been saving since you were an infant.
40 years older than me, easy.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Hold on, say it again.
Have sex with someone 40 years older than you, or drink a gallon of breast milk that your mom has been saving since you were an infant. So drinking 30 plus year old.
No, so
30, 40,
50, 60, 70. Yeah. Breast milk.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought y'all said had sex with somebody. You said it had sex with somebody for you.
I forgot how old we were.
that is 70.
I forgot how 70. Old we were.
Yeah, that breast milk is getting drank.
How often do you have to drink?
I think it's just once, right?
Drink a gallon.
Oh, a gallon. Ooh. That's a lot.
How many times you got to have sex with this woman?
It just says have sex, so let's just do it once.
Nah, breast milk.
I'm going to do it. They can bring out the calculator. Hey,
I'm doing it like Dave Chappelle. I need
breast milk.
I mean,
make my day.
But once again, I mean, milk spoils, and this is 32. This is 30 plus year old milk. This ain't. I mean, you ain't saving milk.
You freeze? Can you freeze milk?
Can you freeze? I don't know.
I feel like you can freeze anything as long as it's frozen.
I mean, stuff that's frozen don't stay good. Like that even has an expiration date.
You can get frostbite, but it won't go like stinking and junk.
I mean, it'll go bad.
Yeah, it'll go bad, bro.
Yeah, it'll go bad. 30 plus years, bro.
I'm looking it up.
It will go bad. Yes, sir.
I'm looking it up.
Hey, man. You might have to knock someone's grandma down, bro.
Nigga, I done pulled up a list of 70-year-old actresses.
Said I gotta know what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah, I gotta see if anything is acceptable.
That's kind of cheating a little bit because you're going to the cream of the crop.
I gotta see what's acceptable here.
Oh man, how old is Angela Bassett? She's 78. Probably not. She's probably like in her 60s though.
Yeah, she.
Angela Bassett is 64. So
damn, not so close.
Not quite at the 70 mark for you, guy.
Yeah, and like I said, it's not like a bad. It's not like you get to choose a baddie.
See, you're cheating at this point.
Well, what if it's random and I just get a baddie?
I mean, but hey, you know,
more power to you.
Yeah, you would hope.
You wanted to.
How old is Jada Pinkett's mom? Because she's decent. Oh, she stays in shape and stuff. So I would obviously hope for somebody in that liking.
I don't know, let me see.
Yeah, the breast milk might be the move on this one.
1953. So she's 69, almost.
Damn.
So close.
Almost.
All right, man, let's get out of here.
You're picking the breast milk for real? That's wild.
Yep, I'll just if I get.
I said 70.
Oh, I thought you said breast milk was the move. I thought that's what you
said. Well, I originally said the 70 thing.
Yeah.
Breast, this is a milk.
Yeah, you gonna be
well. Jada Pinkett's mom is 1 year away, right?
So ask this question a year from now.
Yeah, ask me this a year from now, the anniversary.
Breast, like, that's crazy. Is y'all willing to be drink 30 plus year old milk?
No, I'm not trying to drink that shit.
I just get diarrhea.
Nah, you might get more
than diarrhea.
Then
you have a fucking worm in your stomach.
Yeah. Like I said, if it's frozen,
you can't freeze shit forever.
Even if it was frozen, you can't freeze shit forever. It still has a time limit on it.
I mean, but what I'm saying is it'll get frostbite.
No, it's more than frostbite. You get disease.
Yeah, nigga. You might
frozen?
Die during that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, no.
You can't just freeze shit forever.
Hey, that's why it's called pick your poison, nigga.
Yeah, that is poison.
It's poison. You're drinking poison at that point.
But you're using the name of the game to come back at me.
Hey, man.
I don't know, man. I have to do more research on this frozen milk thing, but as long as it won't kill me, I'm taking the milk. But if it kills me, obviously the easy answer is bite the bullet.
Shout outs to Jada Pinkett's mama. But all right, fellas. Appreciate y'all as always. Listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. Be sure to follow us everywhere. You already know the spiel. P. Mike, how much is the Patreon?
$4.99.
Yes, sir. Exclusive content, unreleased content. And if you're new, let me just drop it.
Follow Unaffiliated the Podcast on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Hit that Twitter at UnaffiliatedTP. Hit that Cash App, $BSeth. Thank you all for tuning in as always. And until next time, peace. Out of here.